Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
R.I.P. Detective Strofe, says AJ. I don't think it's R.I.P. I think Detective Strofe will be something that we have on retainer. It's in our back pocket whenever we need him. As Becoming Relevant has died, Wheel of Strofe debuts on Tuesday after the holiday weekend.
I'm still mourning. It's hard to yell Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe. Come on, one time. Time now for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Dude, your name's in it.
Yeah.
You graduated from Becoming Relevant to having a segment with your name in
you
it.
You are now relevant. How about that?
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have a wheel named after
hey,
you.
Hey, if it's about me, I'm in, baby.
There you go.
Wheel of Strofe.
Yeah. Ben Brust, Strofe, running the show. No Kyle. Brad is next to me at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios. And I do want to hear from Drew Brees, Super Bowl winning quarterback. Great speech giver, by the way. Pump up guy.
Oh, yeah. He is elite at that.
He's very, very good at that. Captivated by his emotion and the way that he's able to deliver.
What are you doing speech. Right now? What the hell is this?
He joined the analysis on the...
Oh, come on.
He joined the analysis on the Thanalysis show.
Too worried about captivation.
And he gave us some insight on what makes a great quarterback.
What separates a good and a great quarterback?
Our sport is interesting because you're out there with 10 other guys on offense, right? Yeah. Man, if the left tackle is having a rough day, you know, then that can significantly affect your ability to do your job. But what I found is that, like, the great quarterbacks, despite what's going on around them, they have the ability to order the chaos, and they have the ability to be a problem solver. Number two, they make everyone around them better. They can take maybe a group of not as talented players, and they can make them look a lot better than they would, you know, maybe on another team or with another quarterback, right? And then really what it comes down to in our game is many of the good games or the good QB matchups, it comes down to the last possession of the game. So how are you able to manage the final 4 minutes of a game? Really, it's like the last 4 minutes of a half and the last 4 minutes of the game, because that's where the game is won and lost. And it's usually a play here and a play there.
That was Drew Brees on the Thanalysis show. I thought that was very insightful.
Drew's smart. He's smart.
I mean, like, he's a Super Bowl champ. He's a 15-plus year NFL veteran. It was really sad to watch him throw ducks at the end of his career. He could barely throw the ball 8 yards. But that being said, he was still an unbelievable quarterback.
Yeah, he was 40.
So let's go one by one here. If your left tackle is having a rough day, despite all the chaos, you can be a problem solver and order that chaos. Is Jordan Love for the Green Bay Packers somebody that you think can order the chaos and be a problem solver when things are going wrong?
Well, because that's the question, right? Because it could be your left tackle. It could be your running back's injured. It could be wide receiver chaos. It could be that the play caller isn't calling a good game. Can you solve problems when things are going crazy? I'm not going to lie. I don't think of Jordan Love as being a problem solver as his strength. I feel like he's at his best when he's doing what Matt LaFleur tells him to do and when he makes his reads and when everyone is rowing in the right direction. When things are chaotic and when things are sort of going sideways, it seems like he gets a little flustered. I don't think he's bad, but I certainly don't think
he can take
multiple negatives around him and go, oh my gosh, let's put the team on my shoulder. I got this.
In a different way, when we had Jason Wilde join us on Thursday or even on Monday, I think we hit on it both times. Something stuck with me with Jason is all the elites at some point at the quarterback position have faced injury issues. Mm. And part of being an elite quarterback is when injured, still finding a way to be not as elite as you are when you're healthy, but that next level good, even when you have those issues that you're dealing with and nagging, which he did last year. That's why, again, I think this is a good exercise because we don't have to like shut the door on any of these things because he's only had 2 years of starting. But he's now in his sixth year of the league and his third year starter, and he's 27 now, I believe.
He's going to be 27 this year.
Going to be 27 years old. So like, this is a great time to think about these things and then see the progression of these things heading into 2025 season. That was the first thing. Can he be a problem solver and order the chaos? The next is, do you make everyone around you better? And here's my thing. I think he's shown it at times because the biggest thing I can point to is the way he played in 2023 in those last 8 to 10 games. That was this just recently came up. Obviously, Brock Purdy signed for a $53 million contract. We all had said if you had put Brock Purdy on the Green Bay Packers in 2023 when they were 3-6, would Brock Purdy have been able to elevate the roster that Jordan Love had to the playoffs and finishing 9-8? That's where I give him some credit. But last year, whether it was injuries, the chaotic pick sixes, decision making, early interceptions in the season, the problem solving for that and making everyone better was really just Josh Jacobs being the guy that had to be the like the focal point of the offense. And I don't know if that was Jordan Love making everyone better.
Yeah, and part of the reason I know he doesn't qualify for this yet, the elevate others, is because we've been clamoring for the Packers to say we need some skill positions, we need some wide receivers. Now, that can be objectively true to where they need a number one wide receiver or number one pass catcher in general, but he also needs to be the guy that can take a ragtag bunch of receivers and make them look better. For instance, if you were to take Jaden Reed, if you were to take Romeo Doubs, maybe Dontavian Wicks, if you were to put them on Kansas City, on Buffalo, Cincinnati, they wouldn't get any playing time because their skill position are so good. Would those guys do better than they do with Jordan Love? I would say they probably would. I would say that Mahomes would find a way to have them be more productive than how they've been under Jordan Love. And that could even be like taking them aside and saying, you need to be in this position. You can't be out of position. Coaching them hard, being a leader. So elevating others, making everyone look good. We saw Favre do it. We saw Rodgers do it. We saw other guys that are elite quarterbacks around the league do it. Jordan Love hasn't done that to a high degree yet.
And this is all in the context of Drew Brees being asked the question by Thanasis on Thanalysis Show, what makes the difference between a good quarterback and a great quarterback?
Yeah,
and we're doing this through the lens of like
a great.
We want him to be great.
Nobody's saying
is he meeting the metrics or is he on his way to meeting these metrics to be great?
Yeah, because no one's saying Jordan Love is bad. We're saying he's good. What's the difference between good and great? That top six quarterback in the NFL, these are the things that top six quarterbacks do. We've talked about problem solver, we talked about elevate others, and clutch we're about to get to.
Number four, the final 4 minutes could be the last possession of halftime, could be the final 4 minutes of the game. And fair or unfair, in 2023, there are a lot of moments where he threw interceptions, part of his growing pains, late in games. Saw one of them live in person in Las Vegas. Situationally, in that same season in 2023, before the end of the first half, Strofe, you know exactly what I'm talking about now that I say that, right? I think you were with me.
I believe so.
We were watching on YouTube together, and Matt LaFleur has a name for this. You might be able to help me, Brad, where if you have no timeouts and you snap the ball and you're in field goal range, it's either in the ground or over the head, or he catches it and he's able to go out of bounds.
Yep. Got to stop the clock.
Matt LaFleur had a name for it. Maybe other teams have names for it. Whatever. He threw the ball behind the receiver, in which the receiver caught the ball going backwards, therefore not getting out of bounds moving forward, which is ruled no out of bounds. It's forward progress. They wind the clock.
Yep. Clock keeps rolling.
And that was the end of the half, and they didn't get any points out of it. Did they win the game? Yes. But that's a moment before halftime. I then start thinking about at Detroit, a game this past season where they settled for a field goal and the Lions score a touchdown.
Yep.
And they don't win that game. Although it wasn't in the final 2 minutes, it was in the final 4 minutes. Right? It's those moments that I think we're all waiting for him to elevate the team. And that's I love this list. I think Drew Brees nailed three really important things that we can look at every single game to see how he's progressing towards this.
I'll even throw another one in there too. The Packers playing the Bears at Chicago, where the Packers won because the middle finger of
Robert Brooks. Where did I see Robert Brooks?
He was on Wilde and Tasha this week.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Brooks. When's the last time Robert Brooks played? You're looking for Carl Brooks.
Carl Brooks.
Good to see you.
Carl. Nice pull right there. You saved yourself. I mean, the Packers had the ability to put the game away if Jordan Love were to bleed the clock out, be methodical.
Robert Brooks.
And they gave the ball back to Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Robert Brooks got a finger on it. They
he hasn't played since 2000.
Oof, that's a long time ago.
Oh, and he was a wide receiver, not a defensive tackle.
No, he's way different. He wasn't in field goal block.
Sorry, that really caught me off guard. That was fun.
No, that was good.
Bobby Brooks.
But there's been plenty.
I just knew I had you. I could have said anything that he was like remotely close to funny, and you were gone. So anyways, Drew Brees has a phenomenal list of things we can look at throughout the entire season.
None of which that Jordan Love right now feels like is a strength of his. Problem solver, elevating others, being that guy in clutch moments. It could even be making sure that 4 minutes at the end of the game stretches 4 minutes. Maybe it's not scoring too fast.
Correct.
Because that's like what I was getting to with the Packers versus the Bears.
That 4 minutes is more than just being able to score on a possession. It's making sure you're situationally... Shut up, Strofe.
What?
Putting yourself in a position where you don't give the ball back, where Robert Brooks has to save you.
Yep, exactly. Robert Brooks.
That was awesome.
I have a Robert Brooks jersey.
I did too. It was my first Packers jersey. That was a little baby. I used it on my teddy bears later. It was my Build-A-Bear jersey.
That's
Robert
so
Brooks. After he was done. Yeah.
Now, on the other side, Drew Brees also said something really concerning, though.
Did you have Build-A-Bears?
I did not, no.
You never did a Build-A-Bear?
No, I never
did. What about your daughter?
Is Build-A-Bear a thing anymore?
Sure, it's next to the Lids in Bay Park Square.
Of course it is. That is vintage mall type stuff.
Well, he worked at a Lids. Didn't you work at a Lids?
Right next to Build-A-Bear.
Right next to like Aunt Annie's and Cinnabon.
Aunt Anne's.
Aunt Annie's?
Auntie Anne's.
Isn't it Annie's?
Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
Aunt Annie's?
That was up the hallway away towards the food court, but... Our break room was connected to the Build-A-Bear workroom or break room, and I'll tell you what, two very different demographics in terms of like the employees.
Wait, you guys have break rooms behind the scenes in a mall?
Well, this one did. It wasn't really a break room. I don't know if that's right. It was like a hallway with a table. We're like,
it's not a break room.
That
was the hallway you would
was
lead
there
the dumpsters. Did we have a fridge? I think we had a mini fridge.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I was going to say, it wasn't a real fridge.
I think that's a hallmark of a break room is it has to have a fridge.
Now, one thing,
the hallmark,
one thing, for sure, break room is like a real fridge.
The hallmark.
Sure. Yeah, it's the staple.
Oh, actually, you say that right up the hallway.
Was
next
a hallmark.
To
the hallmark.
Wow. I had to go in there once because they got the color ink stuck in their printer. And, they were like,
sent you?
Like, we can't get it out. This is like a teenage boy. He might be able to figure it out. I went in there. I broke that.
You broke the printer?
No, I broke the ink carton, and I got it all over myself.
Oh, wow.
That's just about right. Drew Brees gave three really good things for us to look at moving forward for Jordan Love. He also gave a very weird response about how he feels about Jordan Love. I want to hit on that next. More Drew Brees on the analysis show in regard to Jordan Love. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
What's going on, Ben? Come on.
It's getting tough. It's getting slow.
Ben, don't be pathetic. Your father's with your baby. They're listening. You got to be better.
I'm giving it my all. I don't know what you're at either.
Stop humping the ground.
Yeah.
Get up.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brusten with you this Friday. listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Download it if you haven't. Give us a call or text at 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line, or see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison. Now, we went over Drew Brees' three things with Thanasis on the Thanalysis Show of what separates a good from great quarterback. Being able to order the chaos, being able to elevate everyone around them, and being able to manage the last 4 minutes of a game. Those are three things I'll be watching for all season long. But what does Drew Brees think of Jordan Love? Here is Drew Brees' ringing endorsement of Jordan Love.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love in San Diego. His fiance is Veronica Stone. She plays professional volleyball down there. So I've worked out with him the last 2 years down there. I think Jordan Love is a top five, one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's a Texas kid.
Yes.
Second round pick like me. Like, so there's, I mean, there, I think the list goes on.
What was that, Drew?
What?
What the hell was that? He didn't answer the question.
That was crazy.
I work out with him. I work out with Jordan Love. Fiance Ronica's out in San Diego. Yeah, by the way, Jalen Hurts, huh? He's Jordan Love, he's one of the top five.
What happened?
Youngest.
What happened with Jalen Hurts there? Where did that come from?
Dude, I got to listen to it again.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love in San Diego. His fiance is Veronica Stone. She plays professional volleyball down there. So I've worked out with him the last 2 years down there.
Nice.
Man, I think Jordan Love
is cool story.
A top five, one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts. You know, he's
Jalen Hurts.
Second round pick like me. Like, so there's, I mean, Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love.
One more time from the top.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I love Jordan Love.
You good?
Dude, I love Jordan Love.
I love Jordan Love.
Dude, I love
him. He's pulling a Kyle.
That's what I said when you weren't in the show prep room. I was like, Drew Brees just pulled a Kyle Wallace. I love Jordan Love.
Dude, I love Jordan Love.
But his girlfriend, and he's top five, and then he pauses. He's like, of young quarterbacks. And then,
yeah, he talks about
Jalen Hurts.
He talks
top
about
five, one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts.
And at the end, and play like the last like eight minutes again.
I can't get over this.
He stutters at the end.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love in San Diego. His fiance is Veronica Stone. She plays professional volleyball.
Yeah.
So I've worked out with him the last 2 years down there. I think Jordan Love is a top five, one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's a Texas kid.
Yes.
Second round pick like me. Like, so there's, I mean, there. I think the list goes on. You know, he's a Texas kid. Yeah. One of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts,
though.
That is crazy. I mean, he talks about everything.
But
Jordan Love and his play on the field. It's like when you're in school, did you ever have like a girl come up to you and be like, hey, give me a random girl name.
Stephanie.
Veronica.
Stephanie. I'll use Veronica later. Sam. Hey, do you like Stephanie?
What?
I'll get to why. Let me get there. It'd be like someone coming up to me and being like, hey, do you like Stephanie? Like, do you like her? Like, oh yeah, I love Stephanie. Yeah. We have physics together and study hall. Oh yeah, her friend Veronica, she lives in my neighborhood. Yeah, I mean, she's cool. She's probably a top five blonde in my physics. But Lexi.
In my grade.
But Lexi. Oh, but Lexi. Lexi. We got to talk about Lexi a little bit. Yeah. So the list goes on and on. You don't like Stephanie, if that's the case.
Drew Brees doesn't like
Jordan
Love.
Dude, I love Jordan Love.
He doesn't like Jordan Love.
I can't get over the Jalen Hurts part. Like,
it's
what are
crazy.
What are we doing here?
Love is a top five, one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts.
He's
a Texas kid.
Yes.
Second round pick like me.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. That's a slap in the face. They start talking about Jalen Hurts.
I can't get over
you. Hadn't heard any of this, had you?
I hadn't heard that one. I heard the other cut.
Yeah, you hadn't heard this, and that's why I'm so happy. Because my takeaway is, what the hell was that?
A top five, one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
What an insult to Jordan Love to start talking about
Jalen
Hurts.
Dude, I work out with him all the time.
He said nothing about his game.
I work out with him.
I love him.
They bench press together. He loves him. His fiance plays volleyball. Jalen Hurts was a second round pick like Drew Brees.
And the list goes on.
And you can tell he's running out. He never gets to it. Has he seen him play? Let's go.
One of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts.
It's like a default setting.
What is happening? Who's the
Drew Brees sounds like someone who hasn't watched football since he retired.
He does.
He defaulted to, oh, Jordan Love. All right, who's another quarterback? Top five young. Oh, Jalen Hurts. He just won the Super Bowl.
It almost sounds.
One of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts.
It almost sounds like he's a politician. And he's working through Wisconsin, and he just needs to start saying things, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. But he's Drew Brees. He does know what he's talking about.
Well, we just heard, that's what I'm saying. Do I have to cross off the top three things that separates a good from great quarterback that I thought was useful from Drew Brees?
He won a Super Bowl. It still applies. I can't.
It's a wild clip.
It's crazy.
I think I have some, moments on this show where my train of thought is all over the place. That tops me. I have so much confidence for the rest of the show after listening to him.
But, again, is that due to the fact that he doesn't believe in Jordan Love?
Every Friday, we see some things we love and want to see some, pour some out to think, oh, my God. See, but at least I said, oh, my God. I acknowledge that I'm off the rails. My man tried to just fight
through. Dude, I love Jordan Love. I love Jordan Love.
I almost expect Drew Brees at the end of it to be like, what were we talking about again? What was the question? He gets so far off. Wait, what was that?
Yo, Jalen Hurts.
You asked about Jalen Hurts, right?
Since I genuinely can't get enough of it.
Jalen Hurts.
I just want the full clip and then play us out.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love in San Diego. His fiance is Veronica Stone. She plays professional volleyball down there. So I've worked out with him the last 2 years down there. I think Jordan Love is one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league. Jalen Hurts, he's a Texas kid.
Yes.
Second round pick like me. I think the list goes on. Dude, I love Jordan Love.
You're listening to Kyle Brusten Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, go to let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace. He's at a pool party with nobody there in Las Vegas. We had him join the show earlier on video. If you missed it, go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. And, of course, hit us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Yes, Strofe. I'm not even joking. I don't know if people want this, but I could do another hour and a half until 5 o'clock just listening to Drew Brees audio when asked about Jordan Love.
I have a proposal for you.
Well, we're going to bring it back later in the show, if that's part of your proposal.
It is, but I just think we lean in all the way and just do a wacky audio hour.
Do you have wacky audio for every segment the rest of the way?
Well, this would be the hour we're doing wacky audio in.
All right.
Therefore, we just need two more segments of Wacky Audio Hour, and I've got you covered.
All right, if you got us covered, because there is one clip that I heard is wacky.
It's wacky.
And you had not heard the Drew Brees audio, and we lost you for about a segment there. Drew Brees killed you with his Jalen Hurts driver.
I mean, I started coughing. I think I'm legitimately dying. That was so funny.
So Brad and I have not heard this next, quote-unquote, I hate calling this, wacky audio.
What a way to phrase that.
It's just so
to market that.
It's just so I don't know what the word I'm looking for.
Feels almost childish. Cartoonish.
We're going to doing the most. We're so zany.
Dude, I love Jordan Love.
What do you got for us?
Well, I don't know if a Milwaukee Bucks head coach has ever been, sought out on the street by the paparazzi. But that's what happened last night.
Why?
To Doc Rivers.
Oh, wow.
Doc Rivers was at a restaurant eating dinner, and on his way out, the paparazzi got him. And listen to how awkward this interaction is.
Would you consider trading Giannis for Cooper Flagg?
There's some things I don't even have to answer.
Have you talked to Giannis lately? I know there's rumors that he might get, you know,
guys,
traded.
I'm not doing all that. I talk to him all the time. You can move on now. Thank you.
Like, he just wants nothing to do with it.
Was he in LA or
yeah,
Milwaukee?
He's in LA.
It sounds like these reporters don't know. It's like they were just fed a lie.
Would you trade Giannis for Cooper Flagg? And then he goes, yeah, I talk to him all the time. Move on. He shoos away the paparazzi.
Did he shoo them?
No, he didn't actually shoo him, but he verbally shooed him.
I'm Team Doc here.
Well, yeah, who is
yeah,
it?
It's absurd.
Would you consider trading Giannis for Cooper Flagg?
There's some things I don't even have to answer.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, actually. Like, you, Brad, you're right. This person's like, they're out in L.A. They're like, they take a picture of someone. They send it to their producer at TMZ. Who's this? This looks like somebody famous. Someone goes, that's Doc Rivers. There's rumors going around that Giannis might want to leave Milwaukee. Ask him this question. And she verbatim asks him this question.
Guys, I'm not doing all that. I talk to him all the time. You can move on now. Thank you.
So even the first question asked, she even asked it in a weird way. Would you
consider trading Giannis for Cooper Flagg?
There's some things I don't even have to answer.
The thing is, you can hear his brain working. In the pause. Listen again.
Would you consider trading Giannis for Cooper Flagg?
One, two.
There's some things I don't even have to answer.
He thought about destroying this woman.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I kind of wish he would.
He found the moment of restraint just to say, there's some questions I don't even need to answer.
Wow.
800-990-3776. Yeah. Doc doesn't make that decision. John Horst and the ownership group make that decision.
You think he's in the meeting?
Well, he's in L.A., so God only knows.
Oh.
Look, I become more positive about Giannis staying every day. And I don't know if it's just because the weather's going to turn, but I like my odds.
Wait,
right now.
You think the fact that it's getting sunny outside is making you more optimistic?
Making me more optimistic as a person.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't think this has anything to do with Giannis,
though. Nothing of value I just said you should take with you and go tell your friends. Hey, I heard on Kyle Bruston-Ortman, the reasons why Giannis is going to stay is because the weather's turning.
Guys, I'm not doing all that. I talk to him all the time. You can move on now. Thank you.
John in Milwaukee on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. What do you got?
Gentlemen, I need a judge week call on this. What's worse? What's more demeaning? Calling somebody buddy or saying, you can move on now?
Oh, that's a good question.
The you can move on now is so dismissive. It's so dismissive.
It basically says you're nothing.
Like, yeah, go kick rocks.
It's got to be you can move on.
You can move on now. Thank you.
Ooh, with the thank you.
Oh, even with that, yeah. Because buddy sounds a little combative.
You.
Like you're ready to kind of go back and forth. This one is like, you're not even worth my time. You can move on now.
You just learned Cooper Flagg's name 20 seconds ago.
Yeah. And what are the odds, like, even like in the text message, they said Giannis. Now make sure it's not Giannis. Silent G. Giannis. These paparazzi people in LA. Give me a break.
Have you ever been around a player that you played with in the NFL like that had paparazzi?
Well, so at the Super Bowl, it is like an army of autographed hounds. They're trying to go and get different signatures.
Were they hounding you?
No.
So I think when they figured out who I was... they would start to say, like, oh, he can move on. So,
he's
a punter. We're looking for Cam.
You
we're
can
looking
move
for
on
Luke.
Now.
Yeah, you can move on now. And so, what some guys would do, they get so fed up with
now.
It.
Thank you.
They would start to sign, like, not their name, but like Bugs Bunny or like Mickey Mouse. Like, they would totally devalue if they got any other signatures, it would completely devalue.
Cam did that?
No. I know some guy. I'm not going to put their names out there, but some guy. Not marquee guys, but some guys that are like starters, but they're like, I don't want to put my name on here. I'm sick of you hounding me. It's been 4 days of this. So you start to, you know, tarnish the...
Brad.
Yes?
Do you have a confession to make?
No, I couldn't will myself
Brad
to do that.
You think Brad could do that?
I couldn't will myself to do
that. I don't know. I feel like NFL Brad had a little bit more of an edge.
What are you talking about?
No, I really didn't.
What are you talking about? He would hang out with the specialists and play golf.
He pop tarts.
Yeah. We had a lot of sunflower seeds. sunflower seeds was our thing. Me, Graham, and JJ. Oh, okay. We reached out to Biggs.
Is this Alan, like, bring down the mood, Alan?
Are you referring to this, Alan?
Alan, what do you want, man?
At first I was against it, man, but the more I think about it, I think we got to trade Giannis.
Boo!
Why?
Boo!
Why?
Because, so, Giannis is a generational talent, right?
All right. Yep. Nick, yep. Your point right there. Not trading him.
But I think we're going into a situation where we have a chance at a generational situation. Because OKC has the draft picks to basically correct us immediately. So, like, they've got so many first-rounders that we could take, you know, whatever we take from them. If you look at teams like, you know, the Heat, when they created their big three, everyone tried to copy that. It didn't work out. And then along came the Warriors. They didn't copy it. They just drafted well, and they created their own dynasty based off of Draymond, Steph, and Klay all at the same time growing together, being coached, being coached all through that whole process. So we have a chance to take, you know, a bunch of first-rounders, get them right, and grow them right, we have a chance to pull off what the Warriors did.
I mean, do you
try? We were supposed to just let that sit.
Okay. I couldn't will myself any longer. I had to say some words.
Alan, I love you, man. But did you hit happy hour at 1 o'clock? What the hell was that? We're going to become the Warriors? We're going to take a generational talent and make it more generational? Was that the quote?
I think that was kind of what he was getting at, yeah.
So we're going to take Giannis.
Let's get
that we've won
four
one
Giannises.
Championship with
for
the first
Giannises.
Time in 50 years. And then we're going to have Klay, Steph, and Draymond here in Milwaukee the way the Warriors did it, since people couldn't copy the big three in Miami.
Don't forget about Durant.
My bad. That was some Drew Brees stuff right there, Alan. You started and you didn't know where you were going. That was Michael Scott.
Dude, I love Jordan Love. I work out with Jordan Love in San Diego. His fiance is Veronica Stone. She plays professional volleyball down there. So I've worked out with him the last 2 years down there. I think Jordan Love is one of the top five young quarterbacks in the league right now. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's a Texas kid.
Yes.
Second round pick like me. I think the list goes on.
Brad, did we lose you?
It gets funnier every time I listen to him. There's a few hard resets in there, you know.
We'll have to replay Alan's call.
Thank you.
In the next segment to add it to our audio list. Alan, you know I love you, but like it's just. It doesn't work like that. Like, that's fantasy land, man.
Yeah.
You're going to trade Giannis, and you're going to get first-round picks that if you get from OKC, aren't going – you need another team. Like, you need picks that aren't going to be in the 20s. Like, the Bucks have picked in the 20s the last 7 years, and they have hit on Dante DiVincenzo, who is a backup right now for the Timberwolves right now.
Even if you
he's
have
a good
top-
player, but, like, he's not – Klay, Steph, or Draymond.
Even if you have top 10s every year, it's but a coin flip if these guys even turn out to be anything at all.
Dude,
let
the
alone
laughing stock
superstar.
Of the league are these teams that continue to pick 8th to 14th because they make the play-in round and they're stuck in no man's land.
Yeah.
No, not doing it. What do we got next, Roof?
In terms of the show?
You said you had another piece of audio for us. You lied.
I did, yeah.
You totally lied.
I did.
But we don't lie when we say how much value you get from Gina Delphi.
KB, la la la.
No, you don't. Gina knows right there. And Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you know the level of their craftsmanship. They've been around for over 100 years. You can only be a company like that if you deliver the highest quality and you got repeat customers that know how good you are. And you could be a customer that can enjoy their offering of right now. 6 years, 0% financing. Yeah. KBN Nation, you know, and you've been listening for long enough, that is a rare offer from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's into the 2030s. That's how long that is, of 0% financing. And you can get that free in-home consultation, zero commitment. They will come in and put their expert eye on your windows, on your doors, increasing your home value, decreasing your energy costs, and you'll see how your home can transform from the inside out with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and you got to take advantage of that 0% financing for up to 6 years. In this economy, how can they do it? Only Pella Windows and Doors knows how. But that deal ends on May 31st, so make sure you hustle and get that free in-home consultation now with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Just for the record, Benny, I didn't lie. I just forgot. You know how Drew Brees kind of lost his train of thought midway through his big take about Jordan Love?
Do we have somebody else who did that?
Oh, replica. Replica of that from our buddy Jim Rutledge from Jim, Matt, and Molly. That's gold. Coming up next on KBN.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's always a party at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel because it's known for its endless ways to win. And on Friday, June 27th, Pottawatomie is showing why. That's the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty Roll into drawings worth $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. $300,000. Be there to win your share. That's June 27th. More info is online. Must be 21 years or older to play. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, no Kyle Wallace. He's out in Vegas. His $1,000 bottle that he got with his eight buddies has got to be wiped clean. And he's now complaining about the single serve drink that's probably $30.
Oof.
And now he's having a soft drink.
And then
how do you know this?
I'm just prognosticating.
And you experience all that guessing? Sober?
You're looking for guessing?
Yes.
Prognosticating?
It's just what I'm guessing.
And going through a pool party like that, sober, midday, when your only option is to get $40 drinks, that's like Kyle's hell right there.
I can't wait for him he's going to be, he's going to be coming back like, hey, how's the trip? And you know what he's going to say? You know, it was good. Like, he's going to like.
It was good.
Yeah, he's going to have like that high pitch, but yes. Like, there's going to be an underline.
Yeah, but you know what? It's crazy out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys won't believe this. I said, can I get like a Snickers bar? And they said, that'll be $20.
Whatever
it will be, that will be what happens.
Yes.
We will continue on with some audio for the KBN Sports Desk.
We just got a text, the three of us, from Kyle Wallace. It says, quote, starting to turn up on a Friday.
Hey! This is the Friday turn-up from Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
All right, good. I was wrong. I want him to have fun. Or this could be him trying to convince us he's having fun, even though he's not having fun. Mm. If you're having fun...
You're not texting your
I ain't
work.
Texting you guys. If I'm in Vegas and I'm having fun...
Yeah, I'm not thinking about you.
I am not thinking eight times about you guys.
Yeah, respectfully, you're so in that moment. You're
I said eight. I'm not thinking about you at all.
That hurt. Eight times?
Not even eight times.
Wow.
Jim Rutledge of Jim, Matt, and Molly coming up next in about 6 minutes here on 100.5 ESPN Madison. Had this to say. I don't know the context, but it's part of Strofe's audio montage of the 3 o'clock hour today.
The Packers are not better off for not having an owner. I'm not saying they're worse off. My statement today, which I've said multiple times.
That makes zero sense.
We already started with something that doesn't make sense.
Why do you think it's in the wacky audio hour?
They're not better. I'm not saying they're worse off.
They're not better or worse. They're just neutral. And then he goes on to say how they actually are better for not having an owner, but we'll get there. Okay. It's a 30-second clip.
I'll let it play.
The Packers are not better off for not having an owner. I'm not saying they're worse off. My statement today, which I've said multiple times, but Packer fans in their feels can't ever get out of there. We're the sweetest, most Pollyanna team in the world, and we're owned by our fans, so, like, love us more than ever. No, I'm not here that pathetic stuff. What I'm here to say is that the Green Bay Packers, and I will die on this hill, are not better off for not having an owner. I'm not saying other teams are. I'm saying the Green Bay Packers are no better or no worse for not having an owner, except for the fact that the Green Bay Packers wouldn't exist if they had an owner, because they would have been sold a long time ago.
Yep. So explain to me why they're not better off, and then explains why they're better off.
Dude, what's going on? What's in the water, man?
My mind is spaghetti right now.
That made no sense.
Let me
contradict myself four times in 30 seconds.
Let me diagnose what I think happened here. I think he started with a take he really liked, and then he just lost it.
What's the take?
I think he lost like what he was going to say and just started saying words.
I don't know the opinion.
The opinion is the Packers are not better off, nor are they worse off for having
an
owner.
That's not an opinion.
And I think he's saying that Packer fans say that we're better off for not having an owner, but I would make the argument the Packers are better off for not having an owner because then they don't turn into trash franchises like the Chicago Bears and the Washington Commanders until they sold to Josh Harris a few years ago, right? You don't have a Dan Snyder. You don't have a Jerry Jones. You don't have a McCaskey family ruining what is a franchise, right? Or Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland, right? Like, bad owners ruin franchises and become the clown shows that are on the side. The Packers wouldn't be in Green Bay if they had an owner, which is the point Jim made after trying to make that they are no better off for not having it. I think he just got lost in the sauce. That's my diagnosis of it.
Even good owners, though, Green Bay has a lot of that benefit, right? Because they have the same salary cap. They've got consistent structure. They can reinvest everything into the team. It doesn't go to the pockets of an owner. A hard double negative, not better off for not having an owner. And then basically saying,
"Oh, double negative." Does that mean he said he actually
they are
said,
they're better off for having no owner?
Packers are not better off for not having an owner.
You're right. That's a double negative.
That is a double negative.
Yeah. Jim Rutledge actually just admitted
the Packers are better off.
Wow.
Wait, play it again.
The Packers are not better off for not having an owner.
Packers,
dude. Why? What's going? What's in? What's
I'm
in the
so
air?
Confused.
We've had Drew Brees, who still is number one on my list of making absolutely zero
Dude,
sense.
Dude, I love Jordan Love.
We have Doc Rivers, which he makes sense. He's just in shock.
I'm not doing all that. I talk to him all the time. You can move on now. Thank you.
See you later. I'm not saying the Packers are better off, but I'm not saying they're not better.
They're not
off.
Worse
the
off, but they're
not
definitely not
better off for not having an owner. I'm not saying they're worse off.
That's a trippy audio.
Strofe, you have 3 minutes, or you have 1 minute. Save the photo Kyle just sent because the pool party looks lit, and make it our break screen.
All right, I'll do it again.
Coming up next, you get Jim Rutledge from Jim, Matt, and Molly. You're not better off with Jim, but you're not better off without Jim. You also have Matt and Molly there to help. That's from 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison. The Damn Sports Show with Corey and Wally. I got no beef with them, so hopefully they have a great Friday. What do you got, Brad?
Would you want to get into that pool? I mean, seriously.
don't put the picture up. Do not put the picture up. There's a lot of
skin being
shown. There's
some material on this.
We're back in 2 minutes.